What's up, ladies and gentlemen of YouTube? Boogie 2988 coming at you live once again to the power of the internet. And you are listening to the Lol Cow Podcast. With me, as always, is the ever-loving Tommy C. How you doing, Tommy?
Wonderful.
Jordy is here as usual. I think still the star of the show. And surprise guest. I'm shocked that you came. I'm very excited to get into this with Dick Masterson. Now, Dick, we've determined that not everybody knows all of our guests. So, Dick, give us a quick rundown of your accolades so people can know who and what you are.
Oh, I went on Dr. Phil a long time ago. I said men are better than women. I wrote that book. I think since then, Dr. Phil has come around to my line of thinking on that. He's doing an apology. Have you seen him?
Well, now it's our bears are better than men.
Yeah, that's a good trend.
Hey, who would you guys rather have if you pulled up to like a steakhouse and had to valet your car? Would you rather have a woman or a bear valet the car?
Oh, God.
Oh, I drive a Trail Boss, man. I don't know.
What's that? Like a hover-around scooter?
But
what's
also a fat
so. Hey, are you guys going to put me in the middle like you did with Vito? Because I don't want to feel like that submarine that got squished with both of you boys on either side of me.
Well, we can't really base that episode because we're getting trolled by the PKA guy.
You may not know this, but our last editor worked for PKA. And so we thought he was a pretty safe bet. He came in and did the worst job humanly possible. And I am now under the belief that he did this as a PKA troll. That's my best guess, because there's no other reason.
Probably.
Because he was telling Keemstar, he's like, they only pay me $100 an episode over there. I'm not making any real money. I have children.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So that sounds like an op to begin with.
And Keemstar said, children, did you say? Oh, well, let me get a... Was Fiverr too expensive for Keemstar? Is that...
He talked Woody, apparently, and he says they weren't giving me enough money, and I'm so grateful to be doing this, and thank you so much. And then when Keem fired him, it was like, oh, nothing personal, no problem, no issue. Wait a minute, I thought you really needed the money. So that makes me think it's a troll, too.
It was all f***ed up, though, right? Vito said it was unlistenable. I mean, aside from just being you guys, that it was like the editing was bad.
Right. Well, I mean, imagine if the Vito episode was bad, you're on it this time. Can you imagine how poorly this one's going to do in the ratings?
Yeah.
Good God.
Vito was really good, though. I it was a good conversation. I thought Vito was really good.
I thought it was a good episode. I just think the editing is
It's sad because, like,
why do you guys edit, though? You're both, I mean, you both know how to talk. Why do you edit this show at all?
The idea originally was to edit for context, right? Like, if you speak about something, somebody comes in and puts in the receipt right then and there so people don't have to go look for it after the fact. But, like, we've had so many editors, right? I think we're on number 5 or 6 that they, and some of them don't know the backstory. So you got to kind of like hold their hand through it.
It seems weird to me to have a podcast that gets so heavily edited. Yep. Like, people listen to you for a long time, they know what you're talking about.
Yeah, to me, I want to. And I think this is Keemstar's point of view more than it is mine, but I do agree with it. I do think it's a matter of, like, not everybody's up on LolCal lore. And if you Google LolCal lore, like, there's 8 million Chris Chan documentary episodes. There's 8 million Boogies Downfall episodes, right? Like, let's make sure
he's still falling. There's going to be one. There's going to be a final one day.
Dick, there is no rock bottom, baby. I'm going to end up in China one day, and it's going to be amazing, right? But the point
is, like Garfield books. Every one of your Townfall has a new, like, fat pun. Boogie hits rock bottom. Boogie wallows out.
You, fuck everything about you. I genuinely look forward to reading about your dick. Anyway, the point that I'm making is,
hold on. We're on YouTube, Boogie. You got to say self delete.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to your self delete one day, Dick. It's very exciting. I hope I look forward to outliving you. It's going to be amazing.
I'm actually curious if I was gonna. Am I gonna myself faster than you with liquor, or you with your pudding and whatever you're putting in?
Pudding,
your blood?
Pudding. Is that what you think fat people eat? Is pudding? Jesus Christ! I went right past the pudding straight to icing. What are you talking about? I eat icing out of the can and
cookie
depressed.
Dough out
Come
the
on.
Fucking canister.
Yeah.
Do you watch The Whale? Do you have those moments like in The Whale where he's putting mayonnaise on a pizza?
Okay, so I watched The Whale on the flight to my fight with Jordy on the airplane. And everybody told me that this movie is unrealistic. It's unrealistic. I watched the scene where everybody was commenting about being unrealistic. Like, no fat guy puts, like, chips on a sandwich. And, like, I'm like, I'll put chips on every sandwich. I'll put chips on pizza. I will put chips on other chips and eat that with a fork. I don't give a Are you kidding? It was the most realistic movie I've ever seen in my life. Except this guy got laid and had a daughter. That's the one thing that was unbelievable. That's why I'll never understand incels. You got $200, bitch. Go get some. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, they want to be loved, though, man.
Well,
yeah.
They're never going to be loved. I mean,
Boogie,
I'm sorry.
You're the
Look
only
you.
Person
Jesus
to take
Christ.
A professional fight and have to be pushed through the airport by, like a security guard.
In history.
In history.
On, like, a Home Depot platform, one of those big rollers. I saw you eating that Big Mac in your documentary, and I'm like, man, that ain't right. I've never seen anyone eat a Big Mac, like, underhanded, like, granny style. Eating a Big Mac.
Like, look, man, a lot of things in that documentary didn't add up, but at the end of the day, it was entertaining. So
it was fun.
He says it was fun. He was all sorts of rattled when that thing came out. He was like jumping at me. We got along prior to that, and then he was jumping and freaking out over everything. We couldn't, you know, the clap we did, we couldn't even do it. We couldn't even do it. He was so pissed.
Yeah. I was gone, man. I was gone.
Why?
I mean, you know, my brain don't work so good. Dick, you know this at this point. Because I didn't know how people are going to take that. Like, obviously, there's bits in that thing that are 100% accurate.
I could have told you.
And then
you.
There's parts of it that are not, like, entirely accurate. And I'm, like, nervous about, like, the job interview and shit like that. Like, I'm like, how are people going to take this? How are people going to edit it? You know?
That was the worst part, when you, like, came off as too good to work. Like, I think you think you're too good to get a job.
Right, obviously not. But it was f***ing hilarious, right?
At Boogie's size, he can't get a job. He worked at McDonald's. What's he going to do? Eat all the f***ing food and then sit down?
I'm too fat to get an erection, much less a job.
Did you see Charlie just completely freak out over that?
Yeah, it was really surprising.
Who's that? Who's Charlie?
Dick. Voice critical. He got so mad at Boogie because he's like, he goes, Arizona 8, LA 10. Who the hell do you think you are? get over yourself. You know?
Dick is my LA 10 for the record. If I was ever going to get Dick, that's who I want. I want Dick. Good Lord.
Wait, you saying you're going to f*** me? I'm an LA 10.
If you're down, I mean, if you seem like you are a co-host, your co-host Vito is clearly down for literally anything. So I presume that translates to you as well.
Isn't that wild? He'll basically anything. And he doesn't care.
I've known Vito, I want to say 4 years now. And he's come on my show over the years. And I generally, unlike most people, really get along with him. And he's telling me he's doing trans broads. I couldn't believe it. You know? Did that make the cut?
He's showing me pictures of, like, rent boys. Like, rent boys are texting him during the show, like, hey, Big Daddy, maybe I could move in and, like, clean your bathroom for you. And it's some prank, like, with his... between his legs. I'm like, what are you just showing? Man, I'm not drunk enough for you to be showing me this. I'm still going to throw up.
Is that why you only let him be your laugh track on the show? Like, do you ever let him speak? Do you ever release the leash a little bit?
I turn him down in the mix a lot. You guys should try that. Tommy, just turn everybody down. Except for you.
Because you guys have given our show quite a bit of shit. But I think at the end of the day, we're doing pretty good over here. I think in terms of numbers.
You're doing too good, man. You posted you got money after that Vito episode. I'm like, who the f*** is stupid enough to give these guys money? You're giving Keem some of that money? What for? Why?
You know, at the end of the day, he runs the live shows. And
he also has the infrastructure because he does all the taxes and he has the setups and he has the insurance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I call Vito a follow this episode, his insurance will cover us for the lawsuit, that kind of thing, you know?
Sounds like he's gaslighting you two. You're the stars. You should make most of the money, if not all of it.
Every time I think about Dick.
It was his idea.
Every time I think about Dick, I think about this Crip walking white dude. You guys ever seen this video?
Oh, yeah, that guy with the long hair. He's got kind of a little face, too. I think I follow him on Instagram. Like the Southern boy guy who's dancing around.
Dick, where are you from originally? You're not from L.A., are you?
I lived here since I was like 10.
Oh, so you are an LA guy.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, we hate the transplants too here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I wondered. If you were
as a Southern boy, how the f*** do you live in LA?
Well, outside of like Hollywood and the people who will do anything to be famous, outside of Weinstein's like casting couch, it's just a bunch of like poor Mexicans. And normal people. Outside of L.A., if once you get past all the homeless people, there's like a mode of homeless keeping all the...
So somewhere in California, there's actually livable wages and like rent?
No. I don't need livable wages, though.
Because like they had this whole deal where like McDonald's is going up to $20 an hour. I'm like, dog, that's like, what, 40 grand, if that?
I know. Now it's all like automated.
It's like, you're not living in California for 40 grand.
People are mad. They're like, how dare they? How dare they? They'll actually be able to afford food. They'll be able to afford to eat at McDonald's. Fuck them.
No, they won't. McDonald's is like, you need a loan to get a Big Mac now, Boogie. Yeah. It instantly got everyone fired and made the price of everything like double overnight. It's fucked here. We're going back to drunk driving because Ubers are so expensive. I'm like, well, I guess we're...
In Germany, we only have at McDonald's, we only have the cooks. They actually have cooks, and they usually come out and actually serve you because the machines do everything now. So that's probably what's going on in the States, I imagine.
I am excited to hear that Dick is drunk driving more. That's gives
I don't
me
have
hope.
A choice.
It gives me
I'm
hope,
good
Dick.
At it, though. I've been doing it for a long time. These kids, they don't have a chance.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Dude, I tried to take an Uber in fucking San Diego. They wanted $60 for a one-way trip to Walmart, like 2 miles away.
Yeah, I went to McDonald's the other day, and my girlfriend loves it. She grew up on it. You know, obviously she had all
your
the birthday parties
still
there
growing up.
When she turned 16 last year, you know. And so we went and got, they had a $9 chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. And I thought, how good can a nine, they had a coupon in the app for like half off, so I got it. They f***ed up my sandwich. I went back 2 days later. I'm like, can I get my sandwich correctly now? They ran out of chicken fillets. This is a company that wants $9 for a chicken sandwich that Chick-fil-A will only charge $5 for. They can't sell it to you without it up. And then when they up, they can't replace it. How the is that a $10 sandwich now? Make that make sense.
I don't know. Listen, you have the passion of like a Palestinian talking about their homeland when you're talking about an overpriced chicken sandwich.
I don't know. I know absolutely about Palestine, but I do know McDonald's should not be selling $9 chicken sandwiches.
Shocker.
Yeah, but you got 2 400-pound land monsters on this show. I'm like, I'm over here thinking about when Zaxby's, I could get 10 chicken tenders for $10 with sauce. That same meal now is $17. I was like, good Lord.
Do you guys ever track what you eat? As like,
I have.
I always
have.
Want Vito to do that.
You on Weight Watchers?
Yeah. I got a no drinking app too that I'm supposed to have opened at one point. I know what you mean.
No, I got this app. It's called Lose It, and it pairs with my doctor's software or whatever. And then I went in.
But you ate the doctor's software? Like, is that?
There goes that loosely sponsor right now.
Yeah. It officially said I ate all of it. I ate everything that there was to eat and more.
Does it track stuff you accidentally ate too, or is it just stuff you remember eating?
I mean, I don't accidentally like fall on a sandwich, Dick. What are you talking about? Like, I know, like, it's generally on purpose. What the fuck do you mean by that?
Do you at least grimace when you order the second sandwich at the drive-thru?
No, I do it with a smile, no. Baby. I'm like, give me all of them. You know, we went to Arby's last night. Here's what I had at Arby's last night. They have the sliders. I got two sliders. They had dollar French fries, so me and Desi split French fries, and they have snack wraps now, and I wanted to try the snack wraps, so I had three chicken sandwiches, technically.
This is fucking Arkansas poverty right here.
The snack wrap, did you say? A salad? Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's a snack wrap. No, it's not a fucking salad. There is vegetables in it, and I can tolerate them inside a fried chicken
sandwich.
Hold
on, you just said you
can tolerate them on their own.
You don't eat vegetables a la carte?
I mean, not on purpose. Actually, I do sometimes. I like, we'll have
somebody,
like buffalo
somebody
chicken.
Gave you a bowl of broccoli, you'd be like, oh, I can't do this. I can't belittle myself.
No, I fuck with broccoli and asparagus. I fuck with asparagus. But the goal is you have to soak it in butter. Then I'll eat it. Then I will eat it, obviously.
Why don't you just drink the butter?
Did you guys see Vito's comic go out over $100,000 last night?
Did it really?
How about
that?
Yeah,
I did. $100,000
would go a long way for you, wouldn't it, Boogie?
Well, people are really excited for the new Deadpool movie. They want to read it before it comes out, right?
Oh, God, that was funny. Vito on that day was like you when your documentary came out, I think.
Hey, let me ask you something about that. What are the odds of them? You know, I think they stole it from him. I really do. I mean, he's pushing this thing. Yeah, I do. He's been pushing it for 2 years. He's talked about it with me on and off. And all of a sudden, now it's the Deadpool Wolverine movie? I have no doubt in my mind. that there's a bunch of untalented assholes in Hollywood that would steal somebody's internet shit. No doubt in my mind.
We should tell Vito that. Get him all whipped up into a frenzy about his idea getting stolen. I don't know, man. It's like after 7 years of Rick and Morty, I don't think that idea is that novel, really.
Yeah, yeah. To think that Vito came up with anything on his own is really stretching it.
No, oh, I don't know about that.
Dude, I had a comic steal some shit I did on PKA before.
What was it?
It was the f***ing cows. Like when you, it's like, you know, the whole like, if you had to have sex, which animal would you be? It'd be a cow. Like Jim Norton did a whole bit on it like a year after I did that.
You think he stole your shit? Jim Norton?
100%.
Jim New Brunswick, yeah. New Jersey, little Jimmy Norton?
Little Jimmy Norton.
Little Jimmy Norton. Anthony.
It's kind of funny that, you know, Anthony started coming on PKA after I left, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, most comedians, and Dick, you consider yourself a comedian. I don't know if anybody else does, but I think a lot of comedians do tend to like take a joke and get inspired by it and then turn it into something completely different. You think that's not what happened
to Vito.
Like Jim Norton is not Carlos Mencia here. He's not like just
that's not what happened.
Taking
that's not
shit.
What happened to Vito. The entire concept is that film.
Well, I mean, I'm more worried about Jim Norton. I don't want to think of Jim Norton as somebody who's just like listening to PKA with his pecker in his hand and a pencil in the other.
Let me hear it. I feel like he was inspired by it. I don't think he stole joke word for word.
I mean, comedians are catty bunches. Am I wrong about this, Dick? I know a few comedians.
No, I love stealing jokes.
What's your favorite story?
Doing
joke
Al
you
Bundy's.
Tell?
Oh, man. Women can't live with him. Joke.
Take my wife, please.
That's the one Maddox says I stole anyway.
I like any time a comedian takes a joke and makes it better, except Amy Schumer, who's only taken the joke and never made it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been doing Andrew Dice Clay's routine for my whole life. That's
Oh! Do you smoke around your neck on the stage? Does anybody know who Andrew Dice Clay is? Are we really dating ourselves right
yes,
now?
Yes, very
Jesus
much so, yeah.
Christ. Holy I talk about Sam Kinison every once in a while, and these even the fellow Gen Xers don't know who the fuck I'm talking about, which is surprising to me, because Sam was prolific,
when
right?
When Sam like died, though, you really didn't hear anything about him afterwards. He really, the whole thing died. I mean, that's like my preteen years wrapped up, but you know, when he passed away, he wasn't like Tupac, you know what I mean? He wasn't putting out a new comedy record.
I mean, he was in certain circles. We fat guys mourned him because, you know, right? Like, we were number one. We were really proud of him. He didn't die of a heart attack instead. You know, he died of like a car wreck. So we're all excited the fat guy did not have a stroke. Secondly, he was one of the five of us that ever was popular. So we were really sad to see him go, you know?
You know what's fat? You know what's bad with the fat guy? It's when the fat guys get popular, then they lose weight.
Oh yeah,
like Seth
they look
Rogen
like
and Jonah
too.
Hill.
They just look like giant heads with bags.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you guys are never gonna lose weight, right?
No, I'm planning to. I ain't working on that.
I've lost 10 pounds.
I mean, I like to try every now and then, but I usually give up within 20 pounds because pizza tastes better than being skinny.
You know, I have a bet. By the time this episode airs, I'll have lost it. But I had a bet with Keemstar to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks. And you can ask Jordy, that's pretty easy to do. You can mostly do that with water weight in the first initial loss or whatever. Yeah. And by God, as of today, I'm only clocking in 12 of the 20. So that's how dedicated I am to that I still went to. You know, I started walking with Desi because Desi just made a point out clear.
How much time you got left, Boogie?
Like to live, or you know,
no, like for this bet,
like less than 24 hours. Yeah, I could probably get in a sumo suit or like one of the sweatsuits. Or
I was gonna say, like, go get you a fucking black trash bag, go outside and like just sit there. You don't mow the lawn or anything because you don't want to be active, but just sit there and sweat.
You know, the plan is to go out and walk again today because we did that. People are liking it on the channel. Shit, believe it or not, I can exercise a little bit. A little bit, but there's
we know you can exercise. No one's doubting that.
I don't believe it.
That's what Vito did to win. We had a weight loss contest, and he spent like the last 2 days just sweating nonstop and drinking salt water. So, he got a bunch of Kyle from PKA gave him a bunch of weird shit to do, and he won. He lost like 20 pounds in 2 days. And then he gained it all
Dick,
back.
How fat are you? How fat are you?
If Kyle from PKA told me to do anything, I would do it quick. No question.
I don't know. I'm probably 215. After this weekend, maybe 218.
Dude, I've had shits bigger than you. That's insane. You know, I mean, you could probably still lose weight. Don't get me wrong, but...
I could lose your body weight and still be overweight.
I don't know, man. I work out like 6 days. I know people try to call me fat, but I think I just got so many cameras
you're not
on
fat
me.
At all. You look like you're in shape.
I think it has to do with the fact that you're sitting next to the fattest you've ever known, which is obviously Vito, right? So there's like just like on camera, you look fat next to him.
Yeah, that must be it.
Y'all hate on my boy
tiny
Vito.
Face of course, too, so it makes everything look. I got this tiny face and the big Gallagher hair, so I just look a lot bigger than I am.
Yeah, I think we have the same haircut now. That's not good.
Do we?
One of us is going to have to cut.
Were you surprised if Vito was in a trans women or lady boys or whatever the fuck he does?
No, I'm.
Did that take you by surprise?
No, I've never heard somebody who cares less about. Talking about their sexuality, though, like I know guys who are out and out proud and gay. It's still they have slightly more shame talking about their Pride Festival orgies than Vito does talking about his black.
He was very
girlfriend.
Open about it.
Yeah,
I was very pleased with that. Right, like if you're gonna be somewhere on the deviant scale, I don't even know how deviant that is these days. But if you're gonna be a little bit deviant from the norm, the baseline. Fucking just own it. Just be proud of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like me, it took me a while to admit.
Free,
like, I like women in the 20s. And that's not even that f***ed up. It's not even that f***ed up. Everybody likes women in the 20s, and I struggle with that sh-. And he's out here like, yeah, I suck a 19-year-old trans yesterday. You know, like, good for you.
You had to admit that you liked women in their 20s? What is that? How did you...
I don't know. It was a struggle for me, man.
You're coming at us like you don't know, mother. Okay, like your first interaction with me was like you started hitting the 12, 13, 14 jokes.
Who, me?
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. You go heavy on the, the jokes when you refer to this show, I've noticed.
I mean, it's funny.
Doesn't they boring and tiring?
You guys wig out about everything, so yeah, it's pretty funny to go hard at you.
Like I'm a year into this relationship with Desi, and I'm still deleting comments from people like, oh, it's beautiful to see Boogie out with his daughter.
Why are you making your relationship like a subject of public conversation? I don't know.
I'll tell you, and a lot of people do not understand this originally.
Money, mother...
No. Number one, yes, I do very much want to pay my bills. But number two, the original reason is we had a troll doxing her, found out that I followed her on Instagram, and is like, I'm going to out your all's relationship. And we were like,
we'll
do it first. We'll
Trap Daddy,
first.
Weird as
that guy dope. Called into my show. He was cool.
How do you find it cool? Like, the man's wife is dying. He's got a GoFundMe running for it. And he wants us to come in here and just, all he wants to do is just do minor level like gay ops.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, my wife is dying. My wife is dying. Anyway, here's Instagram photos of me at a giant party I had to pay to get into. What the
fuck? GoFundMe. How is he need a GoFundMe for that for? I mean, how's that going to stop it? What do you want money for?
She's supposed to, he has to pay for a procedure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's not dead. Okay. He's not dying. She's, he's in bed.
But
she's
if she doesn't get
dying.
The procedure, the chance of her dying is going further. Okay, yeah. But like, my question is like, Dick, why'd you come at me as that's your first interaction with me? Is that?
I don't remember, man. It was, I think I was watching Ralph and you were talking about somebody showing you a video that may or may not have been porn.
Oh, that was Kyle.
Oh, that was Kyle. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of an unusual thing to say. So.
Say the least.
I mean, like, what are you, it was in this kind of a setting.
Yeah.
We're doing PKA.
Yeah.
And Kyle goes, hey, look at this, you know, like bang. And you click on it and it's like, okay, what am I looking at? And now, you know, it's like, that's how fast that happens. It's not like I actively search that out.
Well, that's.
And it's not like you can talk to Kyle or anything. Cause you know, Jesus.
You're trying to insinuate that he kills people. I got you. I don't think he Keith. I honestly don't. I've lived with Kyle before.
I don't know if he did or not either, but I just think it's funny.
Here's the thing with Kyle. Kyle is too much of a stoner to like create an elaborate plan and get away with it. Like,
I could see that
like,
actually.
Kyle's grand plan to like get you know marijuana from Colorado was to mail it to himself in Georgia.
The cops clearly. You know what? The cops clearly think he did because I don't think they would have hit him on that. Stupid marijuana charge if they think he didn't.
Well, the mail lady got him.
Oh,
what's that?
God, that's bad.
The mail lady got him.
Yeah, but they didn't have
to.
They didn't have
to package.
They didn't have to fall.
That's kind of like the Boogie thing. These people want to get reelected. That's what they want to do. They want DAs want to get reelected.
I don't
re-elected
know the reason. I'm speculating.
Like, if you could take down the biggest gun guy on YouTube for something small and then blow it out and make a good career resume, you're going to do it.
Hey, Dick, would you sleep at Kyle's house overnight?
Would
Dick?
I sleep at Kyle's house?
Overnight.
I mean,
in a room,
or drive
by
drunk.
Yourself.
Is this like a bear question? A bear and a...
Yeah. I'd rather drive drunk, to be honest with you.
Kyle's pretty big. I don't know. I'd have to... He's all roided out now or whatever he's on. He's on whatever RFK is on. Yeah, I might sleep with one eye open if I was there.
Dude, like Kyle is 100% on steroids. And I say this because back in the day, and like when we played Xbox, there was this game called Geometry Wars. People
great
probably
game.
Don't remember this.
I do. I remember that. Yeah.
But like we had this contest.
Is that what
like
you guys
YouTube
call having sex? Geometry Wars?
Geometry Wars.
And we had this thing. There was a game called Pacifist where you had to take this little thing and fly around and stay, last as long as humanly possible. And everybody was competing on scores. Well, Kyle went and found like a pro player and like paid this guy like $200 to jump onto his account and get his score higher than everybody else's just so he could shit on Hutch.
He is a little schemer.
Kyle, willing to go the extra mile. Yeah.
That fucker.
So if there's a quick way out, Kyle will take it.
Yeah. You ain't kidding.
Oh, yeah. You got Keith.
But it makes no sense for him to kill Keith. It makes zero sense because, like, when he killed Keith, that cut off a lot of his access to, like, exotic weaponry, like tanks and, you know, 84.
Well, like you said, he's not exactly a thinking man, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Kitty did the thinking for him.
I didn't, first of all, I want to make this abundantly clear. I didn't say kill anybody. I'm just laughing.
Oh, yeah. But why wouldn't you sleep at his house, Tommy?
Yeah.
I'm sleeping at his house. It's fine.
Because you never know. Obviously.
You know? I ain't sleeping at his house. No way.
I mean, would you rather sleep at Kyle's house or Vito's house?
Not now. Not when I know and when I know.
Vito doesn't have a door on his bathroom. Did you know that? Vito confessed recently that he replaced the door of his bathroom with a shower curtain so that he could keep his legs further apart whilst he's...
What?
I never heard such a thing.
Jesus Christ.
So that's what you got to deal with if you're at his house. A guy in the
open.
Even
my bathroom, he could spread eagle.
Yeah. You know, Jordy, I remember going on PKA back in the day, and they were recounting the story of, like, when Kyle had you over to his house or whatever.
Yeah.
And Kyle, never forget, the worst thing Kyle had to say about you, and I was like, is that it? He goes, yeah, the very first thing Wings does is he pees with the door open. Who gives a shit?
What do you mean who gives
you know why
a
that is,
Boogie? That you're pissing with the door
you know
open in
is?
Somebody else's house, Wings?
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, you know why that is? Because I own my own place since I was 19.
Yeah, me too.
I pay for that money. I was pissed with the
I
door
got
open.
Roommates. If I with the door open, you better get used to it. My name is on the deed. I don't. Yeah. I close the door locking because I don't want anybody walking in. But if I piss or in this house,
it's a dominance thing.
Yeah, it's like you guys belong in prison. This is terrible manners. What are you? Who are you trying to assert dominance over?
Hey, as the only person on this podcast that has been to prison for 4 hours, I'll let you know I did not.
Yeah.
But if I did, I would have closed the door.
I would have waited until I was asleep on the bunk to take that stink.
You know what this made me figure out, though, Dick? I think a year and a half ago, Vito told me he had a girlfriend. There's no a girlfriend if he's using a shower curtain.
No, you can't bring a girl to your place with a shower curtain bathroom door. That's got too many questions.
Yeah, it sounds like Vito, I'm not the only person on the show that's been into sugaring. It sounds like Vito's paying for it. If you have to with a shower curtain as a door.
Is that the name for buying sugaring?
There's different.
Boogie does it wrong,
Dick. There is just buying whores, and I don't. You know, I'm not gonna sleep with a streetwalker. What the? That's insane, right? Like that's.
Oh.
Number one, how traumatic would that be for the streetwalker? I don't want to be resulting in suicide.
You realize there's high end escorts too, right? You
can right. Like that's what I'm talking about, and then also there's the relationship thing where you're kind of like we're friends and we hang out and that kind of thing.
Do you? So
and
you again, get off on like kind of manipulating them with your money. Like
no,
in,
what I got,
well,
I liked what was fun for me when I was doing it was I was not emotionally available, but I was financially available, and it just made me feel good to pay for somebody's shit sometimes. It made me feel good.
I got a question, Boogie. You had a pretty good relationship with your ex-wife, right? Did you ever talk to her about your sugaring?
Yeah, she thought it was hilarious. Yeah.
Do you have a story that you shared with her that she thought was the funniest?
Not particularly, other than I warned her. I was like, hey, I think this girl's about to do some crazy. It was Lucy Fox, and of course, then she did. And I was like, hey, listen, so you're going to hear about this on the internet anyway,
See, I may as well go ahead and tell you ahead of time now. This girl got mad at me, decided I wasn't giving her this, wasn't that, what if she wanted this, wanted that. And I think she's going to end up coming out saying something horrible, but you know me, obviously nothing horrible happened or whatever. And she's like, Jesus Christ, your dating choices are even worse than mine, you know?
That's after you broke up. I think
in reference
up,
to dating me, that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Me and my ex-wife, still friendly to this day, thankfully, you know?
Do you have, like, Why? Do you keep these, like, whatever sugars on the clock? Like, if they don't respond fast enough, do you pull the money away from them, or?
No. God, Jesus Christ. What? The
what?
I just like being nice to people. I just like being nice to people. It gets me off.
Let me explain Boogie's sugaring for
you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Boogie sugaring is like this. He finds a girl that's cute, that has like a kid, that has her like value lowered in the actual dating market.
Desperate.
Like, no, I'm a 400-pound man. She needs her light bill paid. Maybe I can get a blow. Hands her $400 for light bill. Gets his duck, and then keeps talking to her. And every time she needs a little money, he kind of like trades it for sexual favors. He creates friends.
God, I kind of hate how dirty in the neighborhood you're at right now, but you're not entirely wrong. It was like, hey, look, I have money. You need help. Call me up whenever you
Hi, Desi.
I need my ducks, all right?
You know, that rarely came into it. That rarely came into it, if I'm being honest.
What do you mean? It was mostly money?
So how do you initiate the sex then? Yeah. But you like...
It was mostly just like about hanging out. You know, that was more my shtick.
Huh.
So you wanted to pay people's light bill to come over and watch you play like Animal Crossing.
Well, my thought process again was I knew what it was like to be homeless. I knew what it was like not to be able to pay your bills. I knew what it was like to do that.
Yeah.
And if I can help somebody not have to deal
a
with
a woman
it,
that you also
that sounds
want to
like a deal.
Not a right, guy. Yeah. You're not helping a man.
I do it for guys. I'm doing it for two guys right now, Dick. It's one of the biggest things of the podcast. Everybody's mad at me that I help people out right now, but I keep doing it.
Who are you helping out right now?
I help people. It's what I do. It gets me off. It makes me feel good about myself.
He was literally about to give his house to his roommate who's lived there for like 10
years.
Yeah,
now Keemstar's buying it.
Free.
So wait, so Keemstar, you're helping Keemstar to your house now instead of your
roommate?
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe that might be, but
I want to
hear your opinion. Tell me your opinion. Okay. He wants to pay my mortgage until I die, but then he gets the house afterwards.
Oh, it sounds like he's going to fuck you just like he did with the fight when you guys were boxing and you got paid dick out of that.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair
with that, like we were a dark match.
Yeah. We had no
he had
clue.
A limited budget. Yeah. The only issue I have with that is the matches underneath us got paid similarly.
Yeah, so Keem's going to like reverse
and
mortgage
they had
your
no
house.
Draw.
Like he's going to keep it, but he's going to pay it. He's gambling on you dying early, I guess. Is that the...
I guess that's the plan, right? Yeah, like
see, I wouldn't do the reverse mortgage. I'd actually just offer to sell him the house at cost.
Yeah.
But get lifetime right.
Yeah, see, that's a much better way of doing it, I think, if we do it. But I don't know. It's one of the pitches.
That way he takes ownership
look, you
over
you can say
now.
Whatever you want to like shit talk Keemstar, but at the end of the day, at least he pays me enough to where I can afford a bathroom door, Dick.
Yeah,
pay Vito some
but
money.
But you're the show. He's not paying you. It's your money. You deserve the money. You guys are generating the content, and people are watching for you. If anything, Keemstar
still
makes
at the end
the show
of the day,
worse.
Like you made it out to be this like big deal that I'd be like rich as shit if I worked for you instead of him. I sound
me?
Like I'm making more over here.
I don't want you to work for maybe. What am I in the carnival business?
That was
now?
Back
Why
in the day.
I...
I'm talking like 5 years ago. We're talking like 5 years
oh,
ago.
Oh yeah, I think it would have been. Yeah. I think if you and I had rebooted The Biggest Problem, it would have been funny. I mean, it probably wouldn't have worked, but or for long, but it would have been funny.
It might have been, yeah. I mean, like, you go in on Vito, man. I was right to turn that shit down.
Yeah,
you go in
I don't
on
think
Vito,
you
like, no, I couldn't have fucking stood that shit, you know? And at the end of the day, everybody thought it came down to the fact that, you know, like, oh, it's Maddox got in his ear or whatever. And Maddox did. He messaged me, but obviously we all know what Maddox is going to say. Dick is the devil.
Oh, he did?
And we all know.
Did
well,
he message
yeah,
you? I just uncovered just based, an email that he sent to his ex-girlfriend's mom, by the way, after they broke up. Pretty funny.
He texted me. Boy, I'm going to grill you on this. I'm so sorry. I'm going to do it because it needs to be done. Okay. But to go back, Maddox did come
wait,
and
wait,
say to me.
Wait, what about the
me,
Keemstar house? So your friend that you were going to give your
forget
house to.
That, forget
like your
that.
Oldest
we'll
friend,
talk about
you're now giving the house to Keemstar?
He's got his own money. He'll be fine. Listen, okay, I want to go back to this Maddox because this is one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show. Okay, so Maddox did
is
message
Keemstar
me. He's like, look,
associates?
He's
is
like,
it...
he's like, do be careful when it comes to Dick because yeah, if you get on his bad side, he will stay on your bad side. You probably don't want to be there. You probably can't handle it emotionally. And I'm like, yeah, you're not wrong, okay? But that's the worst Maddox had to say about you, right? Okay,
yeah.
But at the end of the fucking day. The real reason I didn't do it is because you're you. Like, you understand that, right?
I can't. You're saying you didn't do the show because I'm a jerk?
I didn't do the show because you're you. Like, that. It's not even that you're a jerk. It's just that you...
Because I'm a mean person? What do you...
Because I don't know. I don't... It just... You're just... I don't know. You are a mean person. Sometimes Vito seems to think it's an act.
You think,
I don't
what do you think? I'm
know.
Like a scumbag while you're getting your house stolen by Keemstar? Is that what you're telling
no,
me?
No, but he's such a good house. No. That, I just think I think that you're
no
a bully.
Down payment.
I think
that's how
I think you get off on being a bully. I
yes.
think that's it.
What are you talking about? Yeah, that's
doesn't that bother you at all? Is that how who you
Why
want to
it?
Be?
A bully?
Like, you wake up every day and like, boy, I can't wait to bully some mentally retarded people. Hooray!
You're talking about you and Jordy now? Or
whoever, Vito. I'm more whoever. Important about Vito. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty
good.
Clear after the last episode, Vito could probably do a little bit better.
What, been $100,000 for a comic that's a year late? You think Vito could do better than that?
Are you taking success for that? Are you saying you're the reason that's successful?
I don't know. I could probably credit myself for... Maybe $20,000 in that.
You don't think it's the art? You don't think it's the writing? You don't think it's anything else?
No, it's the hype. It's like fun to support Vito. It's all vaporware until it comes out. No, it's people are really excited and hyped about it. You're asking me if I'm proud of being a bully? Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You wake
Look, everybody,
up in the morning,
you guys
like, this
are
this is what
you
I
especially
aspire to
are
be.
A real manipulative person. And I'm wise to it. I can see it. That's why I like bullying people.
It's not it's not that you wake up in the morning and you're a manipulative person and you project that onto others.
No, I'm pretty sure it's you. I'm pretty sure it's you and everybody else sees it too. Oh, look at my relationship now I'm getting bullied for posting pictures of my girlfriend I couldn't have seen that coming.
Yeah, but Boogie thinks he's like, I'm gonna fool him again. They won't think they'll just feel bad and they'll do what
me.
I want. No, nope.
I went into a documentary about me lying so it improved people's view of me and it backfired. How could this have happened again?
Oh no, how did you watch that?
Yeah,
clearly
I watched
it
three times. I jacked off harder every time. You're going on fake job interviews and turning it into a fucking joke because you think you're too good to work. Like, you think you're a temporarily embarrassed famous person and that you just deserve free money.
No,
you
obviously
don't.
Not. Jesus Christ. Is that
yes,
really what
you
think?
You obviously are entitled to... You think you're,
so you're
entitled
fucking
to free
stupider
shit,
than
Boogie.
I think you are. Then you're dumber than you think I am. Are you out of your mind? Dude, I was homeless in the streets because I
so get a job
it.
Like everybody else. You think that your YouTube celebrity entitles you to a life of luxury and easy living, and it doesn't.
I'm disabled, dip, by the state of Arkansas.
You're disabled
by the
McDonald's.
Federal government. I can't stand up. My back's fused together. Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. I did do it to myself. You're not wrong. I did. But the deed is done. My back's not going
to
start working tomorrow.
I would
tomorrow,
like to say,
Dick.
I'm a temporarily embarrassed.
I'm not going to be able to walk around tomorrow.
Don't mow his lawn, Dick. What are you asking
Yeah,
for?
Boogie. You were going to... You threatened to kill...
I mowed my lawn, bitch.
$500, hypocrite.
I mowed my lawn, bitch. Your shit got mowed.
Hold up. Boogie didn't get $500 to mow his lawn because I got paid for him to mow his lawn, too.
Yeah.
Forget it. I did it for the show, not for me. I did it for the show.
I mean, it's funny, but it's rewarding bullying people who are like you.
That's interesting. So you think Vito is like me? Is that what I'm hearing?
I mean, you guys are the same shape. I don't know. I don't think it goes any... I don't
How
think
much
it goes
of it is
it
just
that.
You hate fat people?
Oh, it's a lot of it is I hate fat people. Oh, yeah. My God. You guys are killing me, man.
You're not wrong. I will say, I did not...
I got
not...
a basement full of fat skulls. That's going to be... And then the cops finally bust me. It's going to be...
I will not shit. I will not shit you. I did not steal the idea of Fat Watch from you. That's a pretty obvious name, right? But I did start watching it afterwards, and I'll be honest with you. Some of these fat influencers, Jesus Christ! Like when they die, I'm not surprised. Like my heart breaks a little bit when like Waffler died.
Hold on,
but I'm not
who's
fucking.
Who's a fat influencer?
Like Tess Holliday.
I think I need help.
Body positivity shit. Where they're like, oh, we're fat and we're in charge. We love it.
I thought we were talking about like Badland Chugs here.
No, I'm talking about like Waffler 69. That was the one that like personally me up because I don't use a lot of TikTok, but when I do, I like to follow comedians, dogs, and retarded people. And
didn't a bunch of them just die?
Yeah. I made a video like listing off three of the biggest ones. But Woo! Waffler was the one that like personally hit me the hardest because I like really enjoyed his content. He was a really nice guy. We followed each other on TikTok, and then he dies. And like the last video that he did was like him eating a giant stale Fruit Loop And I'm like, yeah, obviously, man. Obviously, this shit's going to kill you.
Yeah.
And like, there's a certain amount of needing to hold that kind of shit responsible that needs to be done.
They deserve it for promoting that shit.
I don't know. I don't know if bullying is going to change anything, but I do think at the end of the day, some amount of accountability is important. Yeah.
Yeah, it's satisfying though because fat people.
He was held accountable.
Yeah, fat people are the only addiction that they like. They're always at the top of their game when they're defending their addiction. Like if you bust an alcoholic, I'm drunk. I can't defend my addiction. But fat people are always. They always have their wits about them to defend their. You know. You really got to go the extra
they don't
mile.
Sell crack. Ain't on billboards. I'm not turning on the fucking radio and hearing like, hey, would you like some crystal today? Come down to the Emporium.
I can't even go to like a dive. I have fat PTSD. If I ever go to like a Dodger game or something, I'm like, I know there's going to be two big fat pigs on either side of me. Like,
of course,
there right
is.
Now,
of
ruining
course.
The game, spilling all over everywhere.
You know what I hate about fat people the most?
What?
The smell.
Yeah.
Smell. Like look here. I'm a 400-pound land monster.
You smell.
Do you have a scrubbing brush?
I at least hit that shower at least once a day. At least. Don't give me that essential oils bullshit. Yeah. Don't tell me your hair needs to be sitting a certain way.
Yeah, I agree with you. Shower.
You should never stop showering. Shower. Like the Golden Gate Bridge and painting it. Just start it over. Start washing once you're done.
But yeah, I'm just saying, there's a lot of big dudes, and because they're heavier, they neglect their in health, they don't brush their teeth, they don't shower, they don't do these things, and it's like, this is why people don't want to be around you. Not because you look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, you don't look like a can of busted biscuits. They don't want to be around you because you smell like onions.
Yeah, Jordy, I will say in your defense though, Jordy, you were talking about like going to the gaming shows and stuff, and everybody stinks and. Here's the thing. A lot of those people are skinny and they still don't wash themselves. And it takes like 24 hours for a fat guy to start stinking. I don't know how long it takes a 110-pound weakling to start stinking, but you smell worse than I ever did on my worst day. It's wild. Some of these skinny-ass motherfuckers smells like they died.
Yeah, they could shell out $400 for like a statue of some anime character, but $7 for deodorants, that's a no-go.
Well, there's no shower in their mom's basement is, I think, the problem.
Didn't they have to make a stink rule at those
Magic the Gathering? Yes, yes. You'll have a good time.
You know what's not at gaming convention? Women.
Oh, no, there's so many women and they're all in cosplay.
There are so many
women and they're all in cosplay. Are you out of your mind? Oh, they're great. That's the whole point.
Actually, I'm married.
Yeah, they're married. It's not like you're trying to have sex with anybody. There's plenty of women there.
I'm around. I'm okay.
But looking's for free.
Yeah.
Tommy.
I'm okay with it.
Looking's for free.
I have one woman, and that's enough.
You fucking weird perverts are just going to go to a con and stare at hot girls in cosplay? Is that what you're... Is that
okay,
the plan?
Number one, no, I ain't staring. But number two, that's why they're there. They want people to notice. Like, Desi's dressing up.
They don't want you looking at them. They want other people to notice.
They're bad news, motherfucker. We're the only people there. Trust me. You're not going to get Leonardo
leering.
DiCaprio staring you down at these things. Okay, it's just going to be losers like me. That's the point. Okay,
you got this walrus with a mustard stain on his shirt.
Maybe there will be a bear there that could ogle them.
Yeah, so that is a thing. I don't know if we talked about it in the previous episode, but right now on TikTok trending is people asking women, would you rather, if you're alone in the woods, would you rather meet a bear or a man alone in the woods? And they're most women are saying bear because social media has trained them to be so terrified of men that this is a thing. Oh, God, a man. I'd rather have a bear eat my insides than have a man help me out of the woods. What the?
Let me remind you of how sexy I am. Because in case you guys weren't thinking about right now my hot, sexy body and getting your hands all over it, I couldn't even be in the woods with you because you'd. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Actually, I wish it was a shark.
There was this bear attack that happened in Russia a couple of years back. And the bear was huge, as big as a truck. And authorities had to go shoot it. So they shot the stupid thing. They found a pile of tracksuit legs, like full legs, and the bear had piled up in Russia. yeah. I saw it too. It's like two or three tracksuit legs still in the knockoff Adidas. I think you'd want to meet Boogie in the woods after that.
You do not want to meet me in the woods.
Dude, if I met Boogie in the woods, I'd wonder how the f-
Yeah,
got
I was about
lost.
To say, if you meet me in the woods, I'm going to be begging for a wheelchair. How the f*** did I get out here? Did I get dropped from a plane?
What is the scenario? How did that happen?
Hey, yeah. What happened to your last woods trip? Didn't you go out and do mushrooms and pretend to have like a big revelation about life?
I did. I have a big revelation, and then the guy who gave it to me turned out to be a con man, and turns out I was just as full of shit as everybody thought I was, and the guy then bashed in my windows. And painted thief on my door. Yeah.
He wrote a pedophile on your garage, right?
Yeah. And thief.
That was real?
That really happened.
What'd you steal?
100%.
What'd you steal?
Nothing. Oh. I paid him for his time. But then he got it into his mind that his services, where he was here for like 2 days playing video games and he made like raw chicken, was worth $137,000 somehow.
Oh,
he was
trying to give you the value of your
card. He wanted my entire magic collection. He wanted $27,000 plus an additional $10,000 for damages or something. I don't know. He's just a crazy person. Yeah, he's a crazy person.
Hey, Dick, I talked to that guy. He is.
Yeah,
nuts.
He's nuts as he appears.
Taking weirdos into the forest and getting them wasted and then with their brains. No, he's a weirdo.
Yeah. He threw a air conditioning through
books. Yeah.
How do you get in like these such complicated relationships with that don't have boundaries with people?
You know,
how does that happen to you?
Oh, he was
it comes down to I think
you're too nice, right?
No, I think I'm gullible. I think I'm gullible as fuck.
Too many motherfuckers.
I think I'm just gullible as shit. I think I'm desperate and gullible. I think that's the two.
And you know what the worst thing about you is you think everybody else is gullible too.
Yeah.
I fall for this stupid shit.
Crackhead come out the boogie's door. Hey, I need to take your car to the store. I'll bring it right back.
Shit. Don't tempt me.
You have to take me, though, we can be friends.
You had one of Mike Klum's cameraman living in your house beating his d*** on your...
That's true. One of Mike Klum's cameramen stayed with me for 2 weeks because he's like, well, I'm homeless right now. And I'm like, all right, I have a spare room, whatever. You can stay there. I don't care.
That's
I'm
weird,
telling you,
man.
Dude. It's men. It's women. It's whoever. I don't give a...
If I wake up one day and somebody lights your house on fire,
I will not be surprised. In fact, I've mentioned this in the Discord group chat. I now, because the Flaming Star guy kept mentioning firebombing, he's like, I firebombed Boogie's house. Well, there was no fire involved, but that kept it in our minds for a while. We bought all brand new fire extinguishers, and now there's like three in the house. There's basically one in every easy to access area, just in case.
Watch this, Boogie. What rating are those fire extinguishers?
I don't know. I didn't buy them. My roommate takes care of the house.
The guy that Keemstar
stole the
house
You realize fire extinguishers have chemicals, and they do different types of fire.
Yeah. I'm sure he got the one that was applicable for a crazy shaman burns down your house. He probably got that one. He knew the assignment. He's
guy's Italian.
Don't you still
Christ
have that
sake.
Gun? You probably now you actually need a gun.
For the state of Arkansas, I would like to remind you that I may or may not have a weapon, and if there is a weapon in the house, it is inside of a safe that I do not know the combination to. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
I got beat it out of you. Let me tell you, I would.
I
make
he's opening himself up to get
swatted
again.
Those numbers. I'd beat that shit out of you, and you'd give me every goddamn number there was.
Wait, what?
Even if you didn't know.
I don't know the number. I genuinely don't know the safe number.
I'd get it out of you.
I don't know. I'll keep giving you numbers until one of them works, I guess.
So, Boogie, why were you so afraid of Frank Castle?
Yeah.
Was not.
You were going to be the bully hunter, right? That's how you were framing that. Like, I'm going to stop bullying. I'm going to kill Frank Hassel because he's bullying me. But you were asking for it the whole time.
There's two answers, and neither are satisfactory, but I'll tell you the both answers, okay? The first of which is mental illness is a thing, man. I felt persecuted, and I built it into delusion's a thing, and I was deluded. I deluded myself into thinking it was something far worse than it actually was, right?
I know. I've been a part of this. I remember the shaman. You were afraid he was going to firebomb your house and beat you up. I'm like, dude, this is a guy with cancer that spent most of his days in jail. He doesn't have a car. He'd have to hitchhike to your house to firebomb.
Secondly...
Sounds like bullshit, though.
Well,
like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not a satisfaction.
You were taunting Frank the whole time.
And secondly, I wanted the opportunity. Like, I saw it as an opportunity to, like, stand up for myself and, like, be the bully hunter, just like you said. And I will say this. Frank, I mentioned it in the last... We tried to get you on the show, and I'll mention it again now. I know what you've done since then, son. I know you've done. Right?
And oh, my Lord. Don't come up with this bullshit, Boogie. Nobody thinks you're a hard ass.
It doesn't matter. As long as he hears it.
You shot at a school, and now you're still finding a way to blame Frank for it. You're still finding a way to manipulate people into thinking you're the good guy.
Are you that stupid that you can't look at a map? I shot in the opposite direction of a school, and I'm not in a school zone. Are you one of these dumb motherfuckers that can't look at a map?
I would have beat you
also
with a
blank. Do you know that?
To within an inch of your life if you're busting shooting guns at my house.
Why would I have a real bullet in this
house?
What are you, a
set director on Rust? Of course it was a real bullet. No one is buying the blank
shot blanks at Dick. I literally just shot blanks at McJugger Nuggets 3 months before. The idea of getting blanks for myself made sense, so I did.
Go watch the video over again and listen to the audio. It's clearly
a blank.
It's just a
blank. All right.
Yeah, it is.
All right, I'll let that slide. No. Then why don't you shoot it at him if it was a blank?
I was calling the guy Sam. I don't know. My brain wasn't working that good that day.
Yeah.
His real name is Cameron, but I kept calling him Sam for some reason. I don't know why.
So why are you dead? Why are you dead naming him then? Why are you doing all this stuff? You're still trying to get at him. Like, you're such a sneaky.
Good, because I know what he's done, and he deserves every bit of negativity I can throw at him.
As soon as he's off probation, he starts talking about him. Like,
as soon as I legally could, baby, let's go.
Did he con some 20-year-old woman into a relationship or
something? I'll tell you off camera, but boy, it's going to
burn your
fucking
brain. No. I don't want people to think there's some kind of relationship that we're discussing, Frank, off camera. I don't like this quasi-boundary.
I'll tell anybody off camera. I'll tell anybody, because I don't want to offend any third parties that are involved. I will tell anybody off camera, but I'll never.
So you're
tell
still
them.
The good guy.
I'll say this: I know what he's talking about, and it's not that interesting.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. I don't know if I believe it either.
This lying and implying, Boogie, it's tedious, man.
That's all right. I respect your reason for feeling that way.
I tell you what, you think he would take the chance to dunk on Boogie when he's accusing him of love, but he didn't. He turned it down. He pussied out. In fairness.
Coming on the show.
I don't know if Boogie's telling the truth either. And he told me, and Wings is right, but he didn't show up.
I think he's too famous for you guys now. He's on the Sam.
Oh, he's definitely not that.
Maybe
he definitely
right.
ain't that. I know how much money he makes right now. Trust me, he could use it.
Do you know he's afraid to drive? And he had to like hitch a ride over there because he's afraid to drive. Did you ever hear
he's afraid.
Yeah. He's like, he's a weirdo too.
He should be afraid to drive, man.
His whole content is based around people being afraid of prison. It's going to take him run into the right person to get his.
You're kind of right, actually, Wings. Because every time he does a stupid shit, there's going to be a guy out there eventually.
Are you guys going to beat him up? We saw your boxing skills.
I
don't think Wings is saying it's him.
hey, my boxing skills was immaculate.
I mean, compared to your opponent, it certainly was.
Yeah, you needed suspenders, Boogie, like King Hippo.
We knew going into the fight that they fit poorly, and I was like, part of me was kind of like hoping they would fall down.
This is you being lazy, though, Boogie. This was straight you being lazy, because I go, Boogie, I did.
I went and got mine altered. It's just we didn't tie them tight enough, and by the time my gloves were on, I couldn't do that much about it, and I was not going to ask like the fucking referee, hey, reach into my pants for me real quick. So it's like, if they fall down, they fall down.
So the whole time you were sitting there while I did my ring walk, before your fight, you couldn't have had your ring corner tie your pants for you?
Like I said, I didn't care if they fell down. It's not like I was going to win the fight. Who cares?
Yeah, you probably wanted
like
a breather.
Lying. I'm sure, everything I say always sounds like lying. But at the end of the day, I walked into the ring knowing there's a chance they're going to fall down, and it would be fucking hilarious. It's not like I was going to win the fight. It's not like I had a chance.
I went into this way more thing because, like, I literally went and had mine altered. I put them on. I had them altered again. I did actual exercises in them to make sure they wouldn't come down. Like, because I'm like, I'm going to have to move in these things. And I went into this, like, really taking the fight seriously.
I got my pants. Yeah. I got my pants back from the tailor about 8 o'clock the night before. And I'm like, well, this is what I'm getting. I got what I got.
You didn't bother to try.
I did. No, I did. And they fit pretty good as long as they were tight enough. They just didn't get tight enough the next time.
Because I wore Boogie 2.5 weeks before. I'm like, I got my shit back. I told him my size. They got
I had to
wrong.
Get mine
Yours
shipped to
be
England
too.
Because they were so late getting them. I had to have them shipped to the hotel.
They ran out of fabric in the U.S.? You had to get them shipped?
No. Very few places make boxing gear for people that are land monsters. So I found a place that made gear that wore our size, but they drastically underestimated what
I just wanted. I just wanted to box in a pair of champion shorts, honestly. But Keem wouldn't let me do it.
Nah, you got to go the full I was buying Lederhosen in Germany with my friend who's a fat guy, and they had to go down in the basement. They found one dusty old pair for him.
Dustus blue.
The worst part about it is we did find the Thailand place, and we got the largest possible sizes. And then they both showed up, and neither of them were big enough for either of us, right? So we both had to have them let out.
I couldn't get mine past my knees, much less my gut.
So, like, even the place in the world that makes the largest possible boxing gears, tailor-made, still couldn't get them on our fat ass. Yeah.
Are you going to fight again? Are you going to fight Ethan Ralph? I thought you guys were talking about fighting.
If he's willing to come into the country, I'll consider it.
Here's the thing with Ethan Ralph. He's banned from so many countries. So, like, you'd have to fight him in, like, London or something like that. And even then, he's not banned
in the U.S. What are you talking about?
He just seems to be afraid to come here for whatever reason. Oh, maybe not be banned. He just seems to be afraid to come here for some reason.
I see.
He keeps talking about it, but then never does it.
Like, Ralph was offered a contract, and, like, he always wants to up the money. Like, he thinks he's worth, like, $100,000 for a fight or something like that. I'm like, dude, you have a little stream on Kick. I mean, Keno Casino pulls better numbers than you.
Well, Ralph doesn't have a good fighting record as it is. I imagine he wants to get paid.
Oh, yeah, the mint salad.
He wants to make sure this knockout counts.
I don't know if winning that fight with mint salad would have gone better for him. Maybe if he'd have just come in and cranked her one right across the face. Lose.
The bad thing about Ralph is like he'll come at you with all that allegations and shit like that, and then you say something about him. I can't talk about that.
It's really surprising because I'll talk about anything.
He wants to come back in the.
Baby mama in-laws are insane. Yeah. Did you see his baby mama daddy Vickers is suing him for defamation in California or something like that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I actually follow her on Twitter. She's actually really nice.
Didn't he upload a sex video of her?
She did.
Yeah.
How much more can he defame her?
No, the dad. Her dad is suing him for defamation of him.
Oh, for the dad. That's interesting.
Oh.
He said something about, you know, someone got called. I think he said that there was an incestuous mom or something. Apparently, according to the lawsuit. I don't know.
Jesus. Good luck with that.
He's been called a woman beater by enough different women. I kind of believe it.
Yeah, like getting accused once, all right, maybe I'll, no evidence.
It's like Michael Jackson. You figure he had at least one of them, you know? It's just too many.
Well, here's the thing. Like, inviting little boys to your Wonderland shit is creepy to begin with.
Macaulay Culkin fell hard, and you got to wonder if it was Jacko off, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, the motherfucker got a kid named Blanket. He's not right.
Oh, share your bed. Oh, share your bed. You want some more Jesus juice before bed? Oh, Lord. Yeah, if you walk away from Neverland Ranch and you know what Jesus juice is, you got molested. That's just how I feel.
What is Jesus?
It was what he called wine. He would give them wine. And he called it Jesus juice.
No, he would give kids wine?
That's what the accuser said.
Yeah, according to the court documents.
That's what the accuser
said.
Oh.
Yeah,
Macaulay Culkin did an interview with Red Letter Media, and he said he didn't get molested, but, like, he did get wine. And Michael Jackson was very friendly to him and very amenable.
The wine shit's
he was
bad.
Giving minors wine?
Yeah, the wines were real bad.
I have a friend of mine that I think that documentary on him is bullshit. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, those two guys that were just making up getting.
Yeah, they were full of shit. I got to be honest. I think I share your bed with the boy. That was enough for me. Yeah.
I'm out of the loop, but, like, how did R. Kelly dodge prosecution for so long?
He was making good
Black
records.
People love him.
He stopped doing it.
I mean, how did O.J. Simpson get away with it?
He was getting Rodney touchdowns.
King. Right, yeah, Rodney exactly. King. Yeah, but it all comes down to the fact that people don't really give a guilty or not. They give a shit whether or not you're talented. Right, like, at the end of the day, like, people turn a blind eye to Michael Jackson because he recorded Black and White. He recorded Thriller. I mean, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, he might have been a couple of kids, but those albums are a bop.
Oh, he didn't. Kids, listen to you talk Michael Jackson.
You think so?
Come on, no.
Do you honestly think that?
Yeah, I don't think he had sex with any. I don't think he kids. No.
No, but do you think that he did something inappropriate?
Yeah. If he's giving him wine, that's inappropriate. Yeah, I don't think he did anything sexual with him, though.
You know, he did it. No. I wouldn't be surprised.
You wouldn't be surprised.
Who else are you going to defend? Like Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
Bill Cosby, man.
He's out of jail.
Yeah.
Is Bill Cosby out of jail?
Yeah, he got out on a technicality. Weinstein didn't do anything. Now, that guy didn't do anything wrong. We can all agree on that.
That guy didn't do anything. Sure. Yeah, Cosby's been out of jail for a while.
There's hope for Ethan Ralph. If Weinstein and Cosby are both out of jail, there's hope for Ethan. Ethan can stay out, you know?
You guys are sitting there. You're going after Ralph. When he comes back in the stream, you're all going to be crying.
No, because he showed what a one-note pony is. At least, like, Dick has his disagreements, but at least he's entertaining. But Ralph, all he could do, Ralph, you're a pair. I'm Ralph. I'm Ethan Ralph. I know one word. The word is... Like, he had no entertainment value. He'll never be back on the show because he was boring.
I don't know. Everybody seems to like that stream the most.
Yeah, man, you got it. He's great. Ralph would get on and just scream over anybody. When he went on Leafy, yeah, he was like, "You show your ass for men on the internet. You show your asshole to men on the internet. You show your asshole to men on the internet." That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Wait a second. Does Leafy show his ass to men on the internet?
I have no idea.
That's fascinating.
Does he get paid well for it?
I will show my – look, if you're willing to pay, Dick, I will show you my – So that's just how it is.
Yeah, I got $20. I don't want to look at
it. We can both look at it for the first time because I've never seen my asshole either.
In fairness, I would rather see. I'd rather watch Ralph debate that style than any of those jackasses on bread too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just screaming, calling.
He's got such a sing-song quality when Ralph calls somebody.
He surely does.
It's like I'm in church. Yeah. You know?
I didn't like him for a long time either, but I learned to appreciate him.
So, Dick, you went on my old podcast a couple times, and you got the rundown about me. So, what is your opinion of me as of today?
I got no rundown on you. I don't know what you. I don't know how you got. I didn't even know if you left or got kicked off of that show. It seems like a pretty gig, so.
Not about the separation, but like I've seen clips of you, like making fun of me on the show. And I was asking what your opinion of me is today, coming into this show, the show.
Yeah, you pussy. No, you're not gonna say it to my face. Yeah,
man, honestly, I'm in so many fights with people. It's kind of hard to. You have to jog my memory a little
bit. Sort them all out.
Like I say a lot of mean. Every day. Yours, I probably don't even remember. You guys always seem like you're trying to put off this this image of yourselves like you're good guys, and that I'm really suspicious of. I remember, I think you were talking about the coloring books you buy for poor kids or something. Was I making fun of that?
No, I got to stick up for him. He really did that. He really did that. No, I wouldn't have believed that either. He really did that.
No, I believe it. I just think it's funny. Like, oh, wow, cool, cool. Books. Kids really love books, man. Thanks a lot for this.
Yeah. No, it was book bags. It was book bags.
Maybe it's a book about food. I could read it. This is a funny charity to be bragging about.
It is a funny charity. Yeah.
That was actually more keeps. I do that every year. I've done that. I'll do it again this year. Like during the holiday season, I usually do like nursing home gifts, and usually do like a charity for like children, like book bags, and then I work with like a local church, and we give food away and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did anybody at any of those events, did any kid ever, Call of Duty kid ever walk up to you? Oh, I grew up watching you. Like that.
No, I mean, like I'm Friends season 7 at this point in my life. Like I'm more famous for the stop sign meme than I am for Call of Duty to like the youngins.
I was wondering, even 30-year-old come up to you and say that?
Yeah, I do have 30-year-olds come up to me and say, yeah, I have that. It's like when I got my Mustang, everybody's like, "Oh, you going to get a your Mustang?" I'm like, "No, you get a lot of old."
I was in Germany in the army. I would have been your biggest fan, Wings, if I had caught you in the prime day. I had to watch all your videos and stuff. I really appreciate you. And I just happened to be there in 2017 when the trolls really started getting at you.
You know, every day I wake up, Tommy, I think, how did camping in Call of Duty turn into this?
You. That's how it happened.
Yeah. Which one of you gets more online? I mean, both of you have to deal with all these trolls.
I have way more vicious trolls, I think Boogie gets more shit as a total.
The people that come after me are generally just like, oh, I think he's a piece of shit. Oh, now I'm going to go do human things. But Jordy just has people who do nothing but hate him.
Hey, Dick, you want me to watch? You want to see you piss these two off?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch this. Yeah, I get trolls too.
Do you? Do they? Okay. Do you?
Yeah, they're really mean to me too, and I'm always fucking crying about it and making it worse for myself. That's what I'm doing. I answer every Twitter. I go on and on like that, and then I cry to Keem, and then I do all that stuff. Believe me, I just don't show it. You know?
Why do you guys react like that?
At least
like
I'm
that?
Better than Boogie. Yeah, I'm better than Boogie. I cried to you, Tommy. Boogie goes out on Twitter.
I mean, I don't. Again, at the end of the day, I don't know. Dick's probably has not noticed much of a difference, but the way I handle
no, because you blocked me.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah,
which was smart.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Like, well, you again, you have an obsessive personality, I think, and like once you become obsessed with somebody,
the world revolves around you, Boogie. It's just
apparently the world revolves around Maddox, as far as I can tell. Yeah, like holy shit, dude! Did you fall? Like you can talk no for real, for real. You can talk about me falling.
I can't even spend all my money. I'm so busy thinking.
You
about
can
you
talk
two.
About me falling on my own sword as much as you want, but no one has done it as splendidly as well as you have with your obsession with Maddox. Why
yeah,
couldn't
but he
you
beat
let
Maddox.
That shit?
Who did you
and
beat?
Still, he's not in his own mind. He hasn't beat him because he still talks about this. Brought him up today, funny. I think.
Boogie, I'm not reverse mortgaging my house to Keemstar, okay?
I think even I know if you were, like, about like take one
online.
Piece of criticism, if you can. Let the Maddox go now. Let it go, man.
No, he just made a 5 years in the making, 3-hour documentary about me, and you think I need to let it go?
Yeah, I think you do too. I think both of y'all should. But here's the thing. Maddox is never going to because
he's
out of his mind.
He's a lunatic. Yeah, so I'll make fun of him. Well, that's how we deal with. Everybody's got somebody like Maddox in their life. They like watching.
If
him,
you ever stop making fun of Maddox, I will stop listening tomorrow.
No, I never.
Well,
will.
I just sometimes.
He's too fucking goofy.
Sometimes I think you could have done way better
you
had
get
you
off
let
telling
it go.
Me how to act around people who are trying to fuck up my life.
Look, I experienced it, and one of the things I've learned is to
why
let
you switch
it
to diet
go. Let it go.
We're not the same. I'm not this like mentally fragile person looking for meaning and looking for help, looking for like desperately looking for friends in their life. I'm not like you.
Yeah,
I don't need to
fair.
Let this go for my mental health.
No, you're wrong about that. He doesn't want any friends. You're wrong about that. He still
you
makes
want,
fun
oh, sorry,
of me.
Oh, sorry, you want roommates. Yeah, yeah.
No, he
yeah.
doesn't want anything. Believe me. That's an old big guy. I asked him if he wanted to play Apex, and he makes fun of me. Of
if I want, if
day.
I wanted what?
Like, oh, yeah.
If I wanted what?
I asked you one time, so maybe we should like try to like get some synergy going and get to know each other.
Yeah, no, Tommy, I want friends, and I have plenty of them. I just don't want you to be that close to me.
Yeah, you want friends you can control.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you can hang money over exactly. their heads like your whores.
Well, no, most of my friends, we don't do that. Most of my friends play Magic the Gathering, which is a luxury cardboard game, and so they all got money. They all got money.
I saw the documentary, and you buy them all snacks, and you're the fucking
occasionally, yeah,
guy.
When I host, I do buy snacks, but you know, people, we rotate, you know, people...
You're trying to tell me that dudes in that fucking documentary got money? They can't afford face cream?
Again, nerds generally have money because they're smart. They're successful at what they do.
No,
they just
not.
Don't take care of themselves.
No, they're not.
Oh, my God. All the nerds I know are making big. Of course, again, most of my friends work at Walmart corporate. So that I hope that makes sense. There's a shitload
wow.
of money to be made here.
Making that big Wally
Walmart
World money.
Walmart corporate, don't wow. f*** around, dude. Like starting pay is like $100K. You starting pay,
and you can
like
smell however you want. I guess working at Walmart. Yeah.
At the end of the day, if you like, one of my friends, what he does is he's in charge of the refrigeration section, and like in every Walmart, it's like wired in. They're connected to the internet, and so he has to sit there and watch the refrigeration section and make sure he like gets on top of it, and if it like gets out of the way, so he's get paid
he's making
to sit in a. Dark room and stare at these fucking computers waiting for a refrigerator to break. They don't give a fuck what that guy smells like. They just pay him $100,000 to make sure their food doesn't go to shit.
Staring at a fridge all day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, it's a computer screen.
It gets paid $100,000 because there's high
I don't
turnover.
Know. Guy's been doing it. He's been doing it for a long ass time, but.
You know, you know what you get paid the most for in a factory, Boogie? Firewatch. You know why? Because nobody wants to do Firewatch.
What is Firewatch?
Firewatch is when everybody else gets to go home. Wives, you sit there and make sure nothing catches on fire.
Oh my God, I know somebody who does that. I can't. Oh God.
Does the fridge watcher have any advice for me on handling my online?
Well, my friend, he's not online. He doesn't do online shit. He's not interested in that shit.
Oh, okay.
He's a nerd. What do you expect? Yeah.
I just doubted that his friends had lots
yeah,
of scratch.
Yeah, me too. I still doubt it.
Yeah. Most of my friends do pretty good, man. I'm a hell of a lot better than I ever did.
I want to say this to Dick, though. Like, I know you don't want to stop talking about Maddox, but if you did, you'd automatically win.
Exactly.
Because Maddox has such...
You guys are retarded. Like, you're on... This show is called LOL Cow Show. you guys have bad judgment, like when with everything you do, and you're telling me who is successful and
not talking about Maddox. You know, the thing that gets you the most laughs.
Stop doing the thing that has made you millions of dollars.
Do you think that's why you're making millions of dollars? Is because you rag on Maddox?
It's because of the way I do it, but it's certainly part of it.
You don't think you could rag about something else? Are you giving Maddox credit right now?
Well, given you making me a little bit of money, I mean, I don't know. That's Boogie, way better. How far you want this beef to go?
Hey, Stern, stop making fun of Imus.
Why are you so precious about protecting your buddy Maddox?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, we talked about this while Vito was on, and Vito agrees. Like, maybe it's fucking tired at this point.
The guy with no bathroom door also agrees with you?
That's true.
Got you there, Boogie.
That's true. That's true.
You guys got so much advice for other people, you know? Yeah, I know. It's always, oh, this is what you should do. Not thanks. I'll be honest, I will be
genuine with you if I can. I do feel bad for Maddox because having spent some time around him,
I don't
think his brain works so good. And at the end of the day, like, if I'm looking down at someone, if I'm like, man, how do you function? If I look down at you, you probably need some serious help because I barely function.
Can I get some questions about Maddox?
You guys belong together. You both think you're better than the other one.
That's probably fair. Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
I have some serious questions about Maddox. I've always wanted to ask. Yeah. And they're not like bullshit questions. Okay. When you guys were together, I mean, like, this couldn't have happened overnight. I mean, he used to be fun. Would you call him a bro? Was he your best friend? Like, how did what we see now happen? Or did you just miss all the signs because you were making money?
No, we were friends. We were close friends. And then when we started doing the show, after every podcast, I would get, even episode one, I got like an entire page of notes from him on things like I need to stop interrupting and I need to stop. Like, there are all these things I need to stop doing or else.
That was the first day.
Yeah, that was the first. That was day one. As the show took off and I became more popular, I think the notes got more. Yeah. He got more and more critical. Like, you're turning off all the women of the show. And then he started like reducing the prices of the episode because I think he was tired of it. He wanted it to fail. So he's kind of sabotaging it internally. But our relationship was irreversibly destroyed on the show because of the
but
show.
But I'm more interested in what happened before that. Like, you didn't see any of these signs? Like all of a sudden he's saying you're chasing all the women off. Didn't you guys go out drinking? Didn't you go? I mean, I imagine you're both single men in L.A.
Like, you mean, did I see the signs or did he see the signs?
Yeah.
Did you see the signs? The guy's a douchebag. I mean, I would have saw it, I think, day one.
Well, I mean, man, I don't know if I really judge my friends that critically.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I don't want to end up like you and have I get over the show. I judge everybody.
I was trying to ask how to make the millions. I'll happily end up like you.
Yeah, it was we made good content together. Like we pitched a couple shows, they worked, but I mean I have a pretty big boundary between even friends. So what we did together was fine.
Did you talk about anything personal ever? Did you like talk about like a hard time? I don't know, man.
I'm not really. I'm not that kind of guy.
Oh, so you're not like that good to begin with. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really. I'm not criticizing anything there, to be honest.
No. But you wouldn't. You would have never told him something like, you know, when as a kid this horrible thing happened and changed me or something.
No.
You never had that kind of conversation.
Never.
Okay.
No. Yeah. No, I would. I don't have those types of conversations.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm just because. You know, I figure you work with somebody that long that you would have a conversation like that eventually. But,
no, I don't have any trauma in my life, though. So,
no, well, lucky you.
You
know.
You never got so shit-faced drunk while you're drinking and driving and just something up and be like, shit, how am I going to get out of this?
I mean, I crashed I was doing donuts and destroyed my car. But
that's not trauma to you, though?
Not really.
Yeah,
and I tried to hide the car.
I'm too much of a redneck. I name my cars and love them.
He gives trauma. He doesn't take it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
That's so funny.
I'm such a baby back bitch. When I sold my truck, I cried about it because it felt like a family member.
Yeah, I did. I did know him enough to see. I knew he would wig out, but not this bad. I would have never predicted. I would have never predicted that I'd still be talking about that retard.
When you stole his ex-girlfriend a year after the fact, right? You didn't see that coming because he doesn't seem very. I mean, I would. I feel like
I thought he would throw acid in our face.
Yeah.
You didn't care. So when you stole
we
the girl,
keeping it a secret.
When you took the girl, you just were, you know, you were aware that once this came out, it was going to be a huge problem.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, well, okay, if he finds out about this, this is going to be it'll be the end of the show.
And it was.
But I thought that would be kind of the end. I didn't think he'd be making these weird videos, like video after video about me, hoping that this is the one that destroys.
Yeah, this is the
me.
One that makes everybody hate you. It's so obvious. It's like it's so like transparent, and like he doesn't see it. He started yelling at me. Because I watched like 5 minutes of video and it was like I read Mein Kampf in English and it's all like poor me, like from the beginning to the end. It's like all these horrible things that happened to me, you know, and it's because of this,
so
that,
the cover's
and the other
not
thing.
Lying.
That's, like no, it's like listen to him, it's like the same thing. It's like wow, wow, wow.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it is.
This is what I like about this show, because if that happened, that what happened to you and Maddox happened to like Boogie and Tommy, like Tommy stole Desi and left his wife. This show gets kicked into Ogre vibe.
Yeah.
Well, that,
now we're millionaires.
I mean, all these notes that you keep sending me, you should be reading this on the show because it's funny. Like all of these conflicts, and the conflicts outside of the show would just get so bad that the resentment would ended up ruining the show anyway, I think. But every time I was like, man, you really should bring these onto the show. This is the kind of shit people want. It's fucking crazy. Everyone knows you're crazy. Bring it on. At least like just tell the truth to people, which I think would have helped him with the girl, the ex-girlfriend too. If he had just come out and said, yeah, you know, he started dating my ex and I couldn't handle it. I can't handle it.
How does he make money now? How does he make money?
I don't know.
Doesn't he have like residuals from book
sales?
Plus,
I think he's got like
not that many.
Like everybody has their parasocial whales, right? There's probably somebody out there just still gives them money.
I gotta admit, I own every Maddox book.
Yeah, you seem like the target demographic.
Yeah.
No, I loved Maddox when I grew up. Like I used to, get off work and I would read the greatest page in the universe. And then he stopped doing that forever. And then a book came out, The Alphabet of Manliness. I'm like, well, fuck it, I'll buy this. And then a lot of it was like the same content you would get on his website. Mm-hmm. So it was like, it was 40%.
Let me ask
content.
You that, because I didn't know about Maddox or Dick until after all this. When I got turned on to Dick through Justin Wang video, so he was like he presented himself as like an ultra masculine at one point.
Ultra masculine pirate.
Was that like funny because he's not anything but?
We thought it was funny, but I don't know what he thinks. Like he also did this. His joke was that pretending like child abuse is funny. Like you should beat kids. And kids are suck at everything. And we all thought, yeah, that's funny. Like,
that's
you know,
funny.
It's cathartic. Then, but then he turned it into this weird, like, life. He turned it into, like, a teaching moment where he's like, yeah, that's why you really should judge children as adults, because then they'll learn to act.
My God.
Like, man, you don't know anything about kids. Like, what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah.
He got stuck in this, like, comedians who want to be respected. Like, everybody wants to be George Carlin all of a sudden. I think it killed his sense of humor.
Yeah, but George Carlin, like, I mean, you know, he's Irish American, like New York street guy. He never lost that, even though he took on like serious issues and stuff like that. He never lost his sort of a street vibe to him.
He also had like experience with the world. Maddox has experience like playing Candy Crush and riding his bicycle to Starbucks to hit on the barista.
Yeah, he was in the army, did a bunch of drugs, did the whole 60s thing. Yeah, he's got a lot of stories.
Like back in the day, I read the page as well, and I genuinely, like back then, a lot of the internet was just like, oh my God, I can't believe you'd say something so awful, right? I think Maddox was writing it for that audience, right? Like you're supposed to not take it serious. And I guess he was always kind of left, but he tried to do the I write right-wing content and now I want to move left, and that never works. You can't do that.
Never. You can go right to left. You cannot go left to right. Cannot go left.
Yeah. It's literally impossible.
You can't go right to left.
And when I say left to right, like I don't think like Dick's a right-wing guy, you know, but he probably appeals to them. So I don't think Dick could show, like, he would end up just like mad if he just showed up and said, you know, I think I've been rough on women over the years. And I when I see the Dr. Phil thing, I really get upset. It keeps me up at night. It's so cringe. That's the end of Dick, you know?
Yeah. Well, Maddox did that cuck video where he said, actually, it's there's nothing inherently wrong with being a cuck.
Yeah, that's a, that's a game ender.
That was
for anybody.
Yeah,
he was better off saying he was gay, you know, because people, you know, like
at
like,
least you
like,
can
like,
still
I,
be a top. If you're
gay. Yeah, it's one way to live.
Shit, like Vito probably watched that and cringe. God damn.
Well, it was bad. I think there's still people leaving comments on it calling him gay.
Well, the Dr. Phil thing was better than Maddox being on bullshit. Did you guys see Maddox?
Oh,
on
I forgot that about bad, that. Man.
On the Penn and Teller show,
he
was
like
on that?
Trash. Yeah, he looked like trash on it too.
I love that show, but he looked terrible on it.
Yeah. Did Penn take him down or something? What happened?
They made him look like a loser because he hates old people.
He looked like an incel that lived in his mother's basement.
Yeah,
like he even had the camera angle and the lighting to make him look evil.
It would have been a joke back then, right? You said it was like a joke.
It was a joke. It was satirical.
He treated it seriously.
Made it look real. Yeah,
like Maddox was treating it like a serious interview when they interviewed him.
So he was a comedian that believed his jokes were real.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
He threatened me. He said, I'll never watch your content again. You won't watch mine. Okay.
I at the end of the day, I think Maddox has a lot in common with Darkside Phil. I think both of them...
That's a really good comparison. I'm going to be honest with you.
The thing that makes me and Jordy a little bit different is that we know we're insufferable, right? And we're comfortable being on a show where the entire joke is we're uncomfortable. We're worthless heads. But Maddox can't accept that about himself.
Yeah, but you know, one thing for whatever reason, me and you don't get along all the time. I could talk to you forever. You're a conversationalist. And Wings is a bro. Yeah. You know, he reminds me of some of the guys I knew down south when I lived down in, where it was in Georgia. You know, he reminds me a lot of those. And they were cool guys. You go have beers with them or Waffle House or something like that. With, like, Darkside Phil.
To PK,
or,
I'm a toxic motherfucker.
No, you're not. It's just fucking shit. But,
sorry. I don't want to interrupt your thoughts.
No, I'm just saying, Darkside Phil or Maddox, who would ever want to be around them? I mean, you're constantly getting, noted, so to speak?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh, God. I mean,
in
a
really
party.
Condescending way, too. I read his emails on the bonus episode. They're just, insufferable.
I guess he really, if there is a God, they set you two up just to his life up.
Yeah. Maddox doxed 5,000 people. He took all the names of the people that were in our old fan group, and he's angry at them for listening to my show, I guess. So he made a website. Ooh. He took the original biggestproblemtheuniverse.com website and put a bunch of SS logos and called them all reporters.
Wow.
And it's fucking, bro, go to this. And he lists them all by name to their Google shit, right? So
Wings,
you them,
like this guy? Wings, what the? What's the matter with you?
No. I watched Maddox when I was 16 to 22, when Maddox was actually writing on his website.
Like, even if you don't like Dick,
outside,
how do you not take his side?
Outside looking in, Maddox just disappeared from the internet from the layman, people that casually followed his content. Like, once he started writing the books, he disappeared. I didn't know where the fuck to find him.
Yeah, I posted the link in there. It looks like a World War II memorial. All the names of these people.
I'm seeing a lot of residuals like Maddox and angry video game nerds.
Oh my god, he put their picture in there too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh my god.
He's a psycho.
Yeah.
Are you in there? Let's see. Control F Masters. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You know, Dick, I'm going to take back what I said. Never let it go.
I got to admit.
Yeah, never let it go.
If you go down to meet the hate mob, these dudes look just like my fucking Discord hate group.
Look at this guy's insane.
Yeah. Every one of these dudes would pay $100 just to smell pussy.
Yeah.
What an animal.
There's a thing at the top of the page where you can you can randomly generate a quote, and these are hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He doesn't even have, I've said way worse stuff than what he clipped for this site.
Yeah, most of these are just funny.
They're all just jokes that I guess he's pretending to take seriously, thinking other people will also pretend.
It's none of these jokes fly in 2024, but 2013, gold.
Dick, do you think this guy was talented? Or, I mean, be honest, did you hook up with him because he had a platform? Or, like, is he a talented guy?
Daxipad's bad poetry
corner. He's got some, he has comedy in there, or he did 10 years ago. He's a different person than he was.
Because, like, Wings, I know Wings. Wings is, like, a funny guy. He's a really funny guy. So, if he had no sense of humor, yeah. This guy has no sense of humor, from what I can see here.
No, he's lost.
Yeah, he's obviously mentally ill. Boogie was right for a change. Congratulations, Fatso.
I got a question. This is completely off topic, but this Nick Rakita guy, like, what's up with him lately? Like, he's looked like he's on drugs.
Does he look like that now? It looked like he was having kind of a rough time, but I haven't.
He looks like he's on death's door now. Like, he looks like he's losing a fight to, like, addiction.
Because he's losing
and, like,
weight?
Cancer.
Is that, yeah, I know. He's
lost a lot of weight.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
So you're not keeping up with him. Okay. So
I don't keep up with him, but I know, like, whatever he predicts is going to be wrong. I like Nick Rakita. I do enjoy his content from time to time. But I remember the whole Tonka's getting sued. Tonka's getting sued. No, he's not. And then that anime guy, voice guy he tried to save, that guy lost. You know, when Nick predicts something, it's sure not to come true.
I always hear talk about how he's, you know, I think I've just heard too much that he's on death's door. He looks cracked out. Because then every time I go look,
I didn't hear it. I just looked at it from, like, videos. Like, dude, this guy looks like he's on some. He looks like he's on, like, pain pills. And he's constantly going through the throes of, like, that withdrawal from them.
I don't know, man. He's got.
Yeah,
like
my grandmother used to sell pain pills and shit like that, and I'd watch people go through those withdrawals all the time. Like, they'd be coming in, and they would take, like, a handful of the lighters, and they would smash them up on the counter, and they would sniff them like those crows, son. Lord, like, you just did $100 in one rip.
I'm looking.
I
can't stop looking at this list. I'll be honest with you, because I'm looking at this list from my perspective. I'm like, these people gave him money. Like, this is like. Wow, look at all the money here that he's pissing away. I can't get over it. You know, he's too good for it, though. Yeah.
And then if you email him, he said, and if you email him and like apologize and say that you don't like me, he'll take your name off the list. So now people are emailing him and like, I'm like, oh, can you take my name? I hate Dick. Can you take my name off the list?
He still keeps the site up.
Yeah, he's updating it. You know, this is his life's work.
The worst part about this is he probably pays for the bandwidth for this.
Let's do that old two-bar thing. He has to take, like, a Jack Meehoff off and stand up and alcoholic. see if he falls for it.
You were going to say something, Dick, about me saying that PK says I'm the toxic friend.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know why you aren't on that show anymore.
I
was going to ask that, but, you know, I don't know. You guys probably have talked about it.
2013, we had these Machinima contracts that were super lucrative. You got paid for everything, and, like, everybody was making money except Machinima. So Machinima decided to turn that faucet off, and my money I went from making, you know, between $6,000 to $12,000 a month to making $3,000, right? Mm. And, like, my life was at $6,000 to $12,000 a month, so I had to, like, do a fire sale on, like, everything I had, like, you know. Hey, mommy, you know that cell phone I've been paying for you? That's going off, you know, shit like that. And I went really, really depressed about it, right? Like, I went through a year-long depression, and we were planning this trip to go out in Yawari National Forest, which is here in North Carolina, and do, like, the Survivor Man thing. Mm. And I was supposed to go to this FPS boot camp, which I did, and it went poorly. And then after that, I was get a personal trainer and, like, get trained up and like this. And I did very poorly on that too. Surprise, surprise. And I backed out of the trip like 2 days before it was supposed to happen.
Spent all that money.
And, like, I spent the money.
They spent money on you and you walked out on them.
Oh, you flagged? Yeah.
No, they didn't spend.
I thought they spent money on.
Like, what? I went and lived at Kyle's house. I mean, like, Kyle got all his money back through, like, the fans. Like, if anybody,
yeah, bitching
at
you
fans,
for,
like,
flaking out on them, that's how you get the money back.
yeah, and they get, and, like, I was going through a really depressed part of my life. I was trying to find ways to, like, get myself out of this funk, and it just didn't work. Instead of being bros and, like, trying to pick me up, they're like, well. Because it never
worked. Has it ever worked? Which part was that, Wings?
What? Restate your question, Tommy. I don't understand what you're asking me.
When were you not in a funk? I guess let me put it on
I'm actually not in a funk right now. Like you've never met me in the funk.
Like, right? I keep telling people he's really cool, and like that's disappointing.
It's like when I was depressed, I was just trying to do things to make myself feel better. And like you know, I was
over
broke.
Woody.
I
mean,
2014, I made $9,000 that year. The entire year, $9,000. Yeah.
It's a rough year.
And like I was living on my savings and all this other stuff. And it's like, and then they kicked me off the show because I didn't go to this trip and that I wanted to like, I had bad sleep patterns and stuff like that. I was just depressed, fucking depressed.
Yeah.
And now I lose another form of income.
So would you flake on shows or?
Well, I would ask, like, I wouldn't so much flake, but I would ask him to do it another day. Like we would record on Thursdays and I'd be like, hey man, I can't do Thursday this day. Can we do Friday?
Because you're depressed?
That would drive Keemstar crazy if he started doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I almost wanted to start.
That will kill the show if you do that.
Yeah.
Wait, because you went to a concert? That's what you were doing instead of recording?
Yeah. Like a girl wanted to go to a concert, and this is only like 3 or 4 opportunities. It wasn't every week. It was like 3 or 4 times in a year. But they used it against me. But I went to a concert with a girl that happened to be on that Thursday that we were recording, and I gave him a week ahead, like, yo, this Thursday, I really want to go to this concert with this girl, and can we possibly do it Friday or Saturday? And Woody's like, oh, no, you got to show up to work. And I'm like, work? I don't get paid for this. You know, this is before the show got paid. And he goes, we can't redo this because we got stuff to do. And I'm like, okay, well, look at it this way. I'm not showing up Thursday. This is me letting you know. That's the way I kind of handled it. And like, he didn't like
that's
that.
That's one way to handle it, I guess.
Yeah.
I could see that not going well.
And like, and then I didn't show up with the camping trip. So they decided to vote me off.
Off the island.
You're off the island. Yeah.
And the worst part about this is I was begging them the entire year since I was making no money the entire year. Like, let's monetize the show. Please, let's monetize the show. It would really help me out. And as soon as they kicked me off, they paid Lefty $10,000 to leave and they monetize the show and then they bring Taylor on.
That happened to me when I get kicked, when I left baited, so don't feel too bad.
And it's like you mother dog, like, were you ever my friend? And then they did the whole spiel, I'm this toxic person, like I'm a toxic friend that only sucks the joy out of
you're all
the
depressed
room.
All the time they weren't I'm wrong like, I've, yeah you're kind of
yeah,
like
he
back
seems
then.
So jovial at the time, Jordy.
I was depressed, but at the same time, like, this was a 7-year relationship. If I was fine the first 6 years,
you became
years,
a pain in the ass after a while. You wore on them.
Yeah.
Right. But extend, these guys claim to be your friend.
Yeah, but that only goes so far. Let's be honest. Like, come on.
Tommy, if you went into a depression, I would give you more than a year.
But I can take care of my...
I mean, it is, I will be honest... about your life all the time is fun.
I don't know if you can rely on internet people. Like,
I enjoy it quite a bit.
Yeah,
it keeps you in that mindset. That's why I didn't really make videos
of loserdom.
Yeah.
Loserdom.
For at the time, it brought me immense joy to complain constantly. Now, not so much. I feel like I have less and less to complain about all the time because I think the show has toughened everybody up involved.
You're banging a 20-year-old. You shouldn't claim that anything.
Jay, she's 21. She's almost.
Weren't you threatening to jump off a bridge like last week, though, Boogie?
Was I?
I don't know. Weren't you like talking? Weren't you saying some I'm not going to be around anymore stuff?
Oh, no. I was like, I was freaking out because like Crazy getting out of jail and afraid that Crazy is going to like show up and stuff. And so, like, I was aware that I have a pattern. I have to get off the internet when I'm
that guy is pretty fucking crazy.
So like, hey, I'm getting off the internet for the weekend.
You know? You're worried about that shaman. I'd be worried about that one dude you showed on stream that showed up that looked
the
like
autistic
he was,
kid. Yeah,
yeah, that's a guy that's gonna kill you.
Yeah.
The shaman ain't gonna kill you. That autistic guy that showed up after everything had went down.
I think he wants to wear my skin.
Dog, I'm like, good. I wouldn't open the door there, Boogie.
Make a 3-piece suit out of it.
Did you see that? Did you see that, Dick? That was a creepy ass video.
No,
this guy just shows up at Boogie's house and is like, I want to talk.
It was like an autistic. It was like an autistic teenager, and like, finally, I had the cameras back up and running, and so like on the front porch, he's like, "Hi, Sammy." Like he's like talking to my dog through the window and shit, and then he's like,
"Why aren't you a YouTuber?"
Yeah, that's why I'm not answering the door, man.
Well, can you get a picture real quick?
People are crazy these days.
Sorry, you know.
Man.
Like, don't show up to people's houses.
When a girl gets found in a suitcase, you know who to point the cops to.
Yeah, we gotta save the footage. Yeah.
That guy should call into my show.
Yeah, please call him in.
Get Flaming Star on your show. He's going to say the same stuff, but it'll be really entertaining.
And right after that, put Shoe Nice on. You'll get mad ratings. You can make big money.
Right. Well, now, if you put Flaming Star on, you'll be doing me a favor, which I know you will not want to do. But if you do, we'll get more actionable stuff for his trial.
You should get Frank Hassel on. You should get Frank on and ask his side of the story.
Yeah.
I've had Frank on. I think I had Frank on after the after you tried to kill him to talk about it. I'm trying to get that. Did you guys see Baby Reindeer, that show about this this gay guy that tried to sleep his way into Hollywood or something? There's a stalker on that show, and it's supposed to be a true story. Somebody found who the stalker is. I'm trying to get her to call in.
Baby Reindeer. Is that where we are in coming up with social media names? You have to call yourself Baby Reindeer?
Imagine you wake up one day and your whole goal in life is to put that butt to work to get into Hollywood. Like, I'm going to ride enough.
Yeah, it's really weird. He's, trying to spin it like a gay Me Too. It's like, man, I don't think so. You seem just like a closet. Like, you have some weird, unresolved issues.
Just old white men. Like, ooh, your three-piece suit turns me on, Daddy.
Yeah. You think Kevin Spacey's innocent?
No.
What about you, Jay?
I don't think he's innocent, but he might have been. He's talented enough to where I feel like Hollywood would have turned a blind eye for a really long time, and now they didn't.
You know, everything they tried to stick on him doesn't stick, though. You know what I mean? I'm wondering if the show comes out on him, it actually backfires on the showmakers, sort of like the Michael Jackson thing.
I think it's a little bit of both. Like, I don't think he's innocent, but
you think he's an insufferable pain in the ass that's constantly irritating people about sexual stuff, and he's not like the animal they say he is.
No, I think he's a guy that drinks at parties. And he's maybe likes men, and he hits on people, and they take it further than it actually is meant to be taken.
That's kind of what I'm saying, though.
Is that illegal?
No,
that's not illegal.
No, it's not enough to
make far from it. God.
But I think that's what it is. Like, oh, Kevin Spacey's hitting on me. Let me be an asshole and shout it.
Yeah, but that's not a predator. That's not what they're gonna accuse him of.
It's like that dude from Minecraft that tickled that bitch at the party.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Pretty funny.
No, it wasn't at the party, by the way. That was in her, she went back to a room with him, laid down in bed with him, and then he tickled her in bed.
Oh,
what the world are
all right.
we in?
All right, go ahead.
That's a problem.
He didn't fuck her.
Yeah, all these kids, they tease me on my channel and say, oh, you're f***ing old. I am so glad I was born in the 70s, and I am so glad that I was single in a time where the world was sane.
Yeah, Tommy, we understand you're old as fuck. You used to take bitches to the cafe and watch them suck on milkshakes. That was your idea of porn.
What? What? Well, at least my girlfriends were under 300 pounds. Me.
Hey. My wife is lighter than you right now, Tommy.
That's probably true, but I'm an old fart now, and it wasn't then.
Yeah.
My point is, it was a lot more fun to date and be around girls than it is now. Now it looks like a pain in the ass. Is it, Dick?
Now you got to stand in line and have your resume out.
What? Yeah, who needs that?
And hoflation.
Do you ever see that? There was a show called Amazon Women on the Moon, and there's a skit that Mike Gutenberg does, right? And this is like 89, 88 when this movie came out. And then he goes to pick this girl for a date up, and she goes, listen, I know this is a little weird, but can I have your credit card and your driver's license? And she's like, well, because I have to run a check. And she goes to this fax machine and faxes it in. And she gets all this information back about his dating life, because all these girls fill into some kind of database and tell you what a prick he was, right? And I'm thinking to myself, that's kind of real now. That's like in 88, it was just kind of a funny joke.
My wife follows this Facebook group. Is like, are you dating the same guy I'm dating? And the people could put their new boyfriend out there to see if other girls in the group are dating him.
In Germany, they had a list of people that begged for drinks, right? So there's always a few soldiers that, spend all their money during the week, and they start begging for drinks and cigarettes on the weekend. And they had an entire database on Facebook, and don't hook this guy up with a drink. Don't give this person a cigarette. They never bring their own. They always need money. And they had it just went on for ever.
Did it work?
Well, I don't know if it worked. I always had my own money, but they had they had their picture and their offense.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, this guy
they
is.
They can hear those cigarette packs open. As soon as they hear that cellophane crack, they're just.
Yeah, they're on. They're on.
Making
you.
A pie. Yeah.
Funny. I think we got probably the most out of Dick than we can hope to. We probably should, well, you know.
This is the most Dick I've had in a while.
All right. Thank you for coming on, Dick.
You can empathize.
Yeah, Dick, it was a pleasure, man. It was fun.
All right,
check me out, Biggest Problem, Dick Show, either one.
Thanks, everybody, for being a part of LolCal Live, not the LolCal podcast, as Boogie keeps saying. And we hope to see you real soon next time.